A little bit after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Glad you're here. And I tell you, the reason I wake up in the mornings is to get great live music from bands that I just got hip to. And man, if I don't love this band, just watching them work out 12 feet away from me, sweet, man. Pretty sweet. You are going to enjoy them as well. The brand new debut EP is called Bad Habits. This is Olya, Rob, and David. The band is Finding Georgia. So to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach, singing Bad Habit, this is Finding Georgia.
I've got a bad habit. It's making me miserable. I thought this is what I want. Yeah, this is what I need. Got a habit more than just physical. I guess you got what you want. Yeah, you got what you need. And if you think about
see, that's the reason I wake up in the mornings, right there. That was an outstanding performance. That song was Bad Habit, Finding Georgia, live in studio with us this morning. If you missed any portion of that so far, we'll podcast it later. I will tell you all about the podcast when we have them in here for a conversation. Another song off of their debut EP called Bad Habits, which, by the way, dropped on Valentine. So congratulations on having the coolest day of the year to drop an EP, man. The next song is called Close the Distance. Once again, in our beautiful Julie Lawton studio, please welcome Finding Georgia.
Just for one day, escape the darkness, open up, there's no more silence.
I believe the word wow would cover that pretty tightly, man. Wow, that's some good stuff there. Finding Georgia, that song was called Close the Distance off of the brand new debut EP called Bad Habits. It dropped on Valentine's Day. We welcome Olya, Rob, and David into the studios to come in for a conversation. And in the meantime, I want you to hear something else off that EP. This is called Words Are Fire. Once again, to our beautiful Julie. And I can't tell you how beautiful these studios are. Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach on the Mornings with Ed show. This is Finding Georgia. It's the Mornings with Ed show, 9:21 the time, Finding Georgia, the name of the band in studio with us, and I cannot be happier to have them with us today. So I want to thank and welcome Olya, Rob, and David to our studios. Man, you guys sound great early in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. First of all, thanks for making it in this early.
Well, thank you for having us. It's this studio is amazing, and that was a lot of fun, so thanks again.
Fantastic.
That's so much fun.
And you came in, you scoped the place. I noticed what you did was the first thing you walked in, you kind of scoped the place out. All right, okay. The sound is good here. I think we can play now.
Well, David and I are gear junkies.
Right.
Like, we just obsess about gear, and anytime we're exposed to any equipment, we want to play it and check it out. And,
right.
It's an obsession.
I think the magic of your performance was my going to the mics to mic up the guitars. No, I'm just kidding.
You did a great job.
It sounded great.
So how long has the band been together? How did we find ourselves together?
Since 2019, that's when we formed the band. Okay. We're an Orange County-based band, and We are a rock, energetic rock. That's what I would say.
You know what? I think we can tell now.
You can tell now.
I think you've let the cat out of the bag here, as we say. Now, you say Orange County. What parts of Orange County? I know you're from Aliso.
Yeah, I live just right up the street in Aliso.
That's really cool. Yeah. You know, you can get our signal up there now.
I know.
That's pretty awesome. Wait a minute, though. David is from Hesperia, if I'm not mistaken. Is this correct?
Well, kind of. That's where I graduated high school.
Okay.
But I've been living in L.A., O.C., kind of all over the place since then. Right. I'm in Costa Mesa right now.
Right. Now, growing up in Hesperia, I would imagine it's hot in the summer. There's a lot of, I'm staying inside to play guitar. Or, there's not a lot of outdoor stuff as hot as it is in the summer. Is that how you got started in music?
Well, I grew up, watching my dad play. He was the worship leader in a church.
Right.
So I grew up every Sunday watching him perform and stuff like that, my earliest memories. But I'm actually the drummer in the band. So just staring at the drummer every Sunday, I was just like, I want to do that. It looks like so much fun bashing those things in every, So eventually I moved up to play drums in church all throughout school and then just caught the bug of music, I loved riding dirt bikes. I loved going out in the desert and doing crazy things like that. But music stuck with me from an early age. And I knew that I had to go out and find a band and somehow make it work and get out of that small desert.
It becomes an obsession. It does. I would imagine, being not talented at all in music, I would imagine it becomes an obsession. And Olya, I detect an accent, so I'm guessing Texas?
Nailed it.
Cold. No.
Colder?
Colder. Yeah, no, I'm from Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, I moved about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, I always... We're pursuing my dream to be a singer in a band. I used to have a band back there in Perm, where I was born.
Right.
I knew that California is, that's where it is.
That's where you make it.
When you make it, and all the possibilities are here. So since I was a little girl, I wanted always to move here. And I did after I graduated university in 2012.
Right.
Yeah.
So... That voice of yours is a magnificent instrument. It is magnificent. Where did you get the confidence? And when did the confidence happen? There has to be a point where you go, all right, I'm ready. When did that happen?
I don't know if I have a confidence.
It's like a light switch. It's insane.
Yeah.
Talking to her, she's like really humble and sweet and quiet, and reserved. But as soon as a camera is on her, like we're filming a video or in front of an audience on a stage, right. It's like a light switch in this crazy performance. Right. Only it comes out. It's awesome.
Yeah. So we had you guys, obviously, somebody knew you were coming. So we had guests in the studio to watch you. And when you were hitting it, oh my God, was all I heard here in the studio. So yeah, that's some good stuff there.
I had the same reaction when we first joined up. Right. The short story is I was looking for a band. And so there's this site called Bandmix where I found David and Olya, and they had a band previous to this one. But long story short, I heard David drumming, and I've always been into drummers, and he can shred the drums. And then you hear Olya sing, and I had the same reaction.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I have to meet these people and see if there's something here. And so we got together, and same reaction in the studio when we were playing for the first time. Really impressed with David, and then Olya starts singing, and tears started coming out of my
head. It's amazing. I'm standing here 12 feet away. I'm like, wow, man, that is some pretty good stuff there. And Rob, when did you start playing guitar?
I started around 15, and similar to David, my father played, and so there was always a guitar in the house.
Mm-hmm. Was there pressure to play?
There wasn't.
Okay.
My parents exposed me to a lot of different things, sports, music, and... So my dad would, try to teach me some stuff. And then I remember this pivotal moment where I was at my buddy's house and his older brother had an electric guitar. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to play anything. So as a goof, I picked up the guitar, I put it on, and I just cranked the amp and kind of went,
Nothing has changed, by the way.
And in that moment, I felt the power of an electric guitar. And that's when...
Right.
The light bulb.
That was the Wayne's World moment, I think, in the guitar store, right?
And so these guys will tell you, to this day, I love standing in front of an amp and just turning it up as loud as my neighbors will allow me to and just go for it. And then, so anyway, after that, my dad taught me a lot of stuff and he was a great teacher. And you were right. Once you get the bug, if you really get a passion for this, man, it's hard to put it away.
It really is. It's a hard fire to put out, I would imagine. So now the debut EP, Bad Habits, which dropped on Valentine Day, what's the thinking behind the titling of it?
We really wanted the songs to sound energetic, positive, bring the positive message to people, bright. And I think that's what we got. Right. And we really like the sound of ZK Productions, who we found the producers in Georgia.
Right.
That's where we went, traveled all the way there to record with them.
Zach Odom and Kenneth Mount?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Incredible guys.
Yeah, they do great work. They're fantastic producers. What a great catch that was.
Yeah.
No, we were stoked. Because we had a list of top two producers that we wanted to work with, you know, and they were definitely there in the top two. And we were like, well, let's send out a bunch of emails and stuff like that and see what we can get. We sent demos out to everybody. And when we heard back from them, I think we all just... We flipped. We were so excited because they were like the ones we wanted to work with.
Right, that's when you ring the bell. All right, we're ready. We're ready. So who writes the lyrics to the music?
Honestly, I think all of us.
All three of you get together and you work on the lyrics. And the music as well? Is this that kind of chemistry that you guys have?
Very collaborative.
Super collaborative.
Wow.
And Bad Habits was one where we basically had a guitar riff and some vocal melodies. And when we got in the studio with Zach and Kenneth, that's really all we had. And so from a riff and a couple melodies, that song was created. And so, like they said, everybody collaborated on that song, from lyrics to the music, the arrangement. It was a really cool process.
It was literally written in studio, you know.
Right.
So it was really cool. I personally never had that experience where you sit down in a studio and write a song in studio. I've always brought music there, and then it gets chopped up and
right,
produced.
Exactly. Other people beat it up, and then right. But this is the work of three really great friends, I guess, is at this point, that work together really well, man.
It's like being in that environment, being locked away in a studio in another state across the country with no distractions. You know, like the creative juices were just flowing for all of us. We were just like, what about this? What about that? And safe zone everywhere. Any idea was valid.
Awesome.
You know, nobody had any kind of. And then some people would be like, oh, that's a bad idea. But with us, it's always positivity, you know.
Right. I don't get ego from this band. I really don't. I just get this really cool, hey, man, we're in it for the music.
Can't have an ego when you're surrounded by this much talent.
Very good. Now, you just worked on a video. You just finished a video?
We did.
Okay, so
we actually shot a little bit in Laguna Beach.
Oh,
we did
nice.
Some walking shots. And so, yeah, you might, hopefully that footage will make it in the final cut. But, yeah, we shot some stuff around here.
All right, now, for which song?
Bad Habits.
Okay, for Bad Habits itself. All right, now when can we expect the release of that video?
In about 3 weeks, maybe.
Okay. And how much control do you have over the video as opposed to the music you make? Is that the same? Do you keep control over that?
We have a pretty awesome videographer, director, Frontman Video.
Right.
His name's Kerry Porter. We've worked with him before in previous stuff, and he's really, really talented at cutting and producing videos, so... Right. I think we gave him a lot of control because on another song we did with him, we came with everything. Like, we had a script written, we had storyboarding, we had a treatment written, and it was very direct, very involved with us. But this one, we literally said, we want it to be this, that, this. This is the basic idea. Go wild.
Right.
We came up with some really awesome ideas for it. So.
And sometimes when you let someone do what they do best and you just kind of let the reins go, things, magic happens. As in there.
At one point, we're in a classic Mustang driving down PCH, and Kerry is like, he wedged himself in between the front two seats to get these shots of Olya
sitting on the back.
Oh my God.
It's pretty awesome.
She was sitting on top of it, because it's a convertible, on the back of the, what would you even call that? Like the trunk, basically.
Yeah. Right.
She was sitting on the back, and like I said, light switch, performing, hands in the air, gesturing, doing this thing, the wind's in her hair. And he's between Rob and I. We're driving down PCH in front of everyone's looking at us, and he's filming this thing, driving down. And literally, all he looked over, and there was like a dog with his mouth going like.
It was really windy that day.
And then Oya looked over, and she's like, I feel like him. But she did it. It was awesome.
You want to talk about distracted driving, man. That's about as distracted as you get.
We'll put out some behind the scenes of the video once it's released. It's pretty funny stuff.
Excellent. And I really do hope the Laguna Beach scenes make it in. That's the red Mustang that I saw online, right? Is that the one?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's a sweet car.
66.
Yeah, that was a sweet-looking car, man.
Cherry.
Right on. You know, we gave away a Mustang here on the radio station last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we gave away a classic 64 and a half last year.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. That's awesome. Really cool. So, yeah, I never got to drive like that, though. My hair wasn't blowing in the wind, man, I'm telling you. So what's coming up in the future? What do we have? Do we have any gigs? What's coming up musically? Tell me.
Well,
should I do the Jeopardy music?
Well, we're really hoping for the tour with Foo Fighters, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, Taylor's from Laguna Beach. Hopefully he's listening right now.
Yeah, he listens. Taylor listens to my show almost daily.
If he needs an opener anytime, we're available.
All right.
But actually, we've been focused a lot on getting the EP out and shooting the video. And so now it's time to start booking shows.
All right.
So we're going to get into that.
All right. Well, I'm sure that when you're here locally, when you're here anywhere nearby, man, that you'll have a really, really cool crowd coming to see you.
I'd love to play Sawdust, too, an acoustic set at the Sawdust Festival. I love the Sawdust Festival.
Oh, I love all three of our summer art festivals, but the Sawdust has a special little...
Yeah.
All right, well, let's make it happen.
Cool.
All right, this has been Finding Georgia. I've got Olya, Rob, and David in studio here. If you missed any portion of this, we're going to throw it up on the KXFM website under podcasts and Mornings with Ed. Look for it later. I think our website is working now, so if it isn't, just keep checking back. They'll be on it. Again, the debut EP, Bad Habits. Where can we find you on social media?
So at FGA Rock is our tag for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
And then our YouTube is Finding Georgia Band.
All right. And the website, findinggeorgia.com.
Beautiful. All right. Olya, Rob, David, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Really had a great time. Thanks.
Awesome.
I look forward to seeing you back.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Thank you.